U.S. Marine Corps boot camp is notoriously harrowing. Among its many demands on recruits is that they be clean-shaven. But three men of Sikh faith have challenged that rule. The Sikh Coalition, a civil rights group representing the followers of the Sikh faith, calls the shaving regulation discriminatory. That's because facial hair is a matter of religious piety for Sikh men. Now, a recent court ruling says Sikh men may attend Marine boot camp with their beards, although the group's lawsuit is ongoing. Joining us for more is Senior Staff Attorney of the Sikh Coalition, Giselle Clapper, who led the recent lawsuit. Giselle, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So Giselle, tell us about your clients in this case. Where were they in the process of becoming Marines and what were they told?
Yes, absolutely. So here we have, you know, I and my team have three young Sikh Marine recruits who started this process over 2 years ago now. They were told you can be a Sikh and you can be a Marine once you complete boot camp. But to go to boot camp, you have to give up your Sikh identity, shave your beards, remove your turbans, remove every sign of your Sikh identity, prove yourself at boot camp for 13 weeks, and then you can be a Sikh again. That's what they were told.
And has this regulation meant that many young Sikh men maybe just haven't joined the Marines because of this?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the unfortunate reality is we receive so many inquiries from so many young people who are more than eager to join and reach out to us and say, I don't know how to do this. I think they don't want me. I think there is no way to actually calculate the number, right?
Yeah.
But there's a huge amount of people that are eager to join and are told they can't.
And military service is, in a way, part of their faith. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. I would be happy to. I mean, that's sort of the irony of this whole situation is, as you may know, you know, the Sikh people and the history of the Sikh people, they have this warrior ethos. This idea, and it's very deeply rooted in their faith, right? This idea of defending, you know, humanity, right? Helping people who can't help themselves because they were an oppressed people. They were persecuted back in India. And the interesting thing is their uniform, right? We're talking about military uniform here. The turban, the beard, that's the uniform for Sikhs. And it actually comes from this deeply rooted belief in helping humanity and serving.
So tell us about this court ruling. What accommodations does it allow for now?
So this recent court ruling that, you know, I would call it a win at this point for our clients is the court said the three plaintiffs here, those three Sikh recruits, are allowed to proceed to boot camp immediately if they wish to do so without having to shave their beards, without having to remove their turbans. So the court said what the Marine Corps had told you, which is you have to give up your Sikh identity. That's the condition for you to go to boot camp. The court said, no, that violates federal law. And, you know, that's what we were arguing. So the court agreed with us and said they can proceed.
So that's definitely a victory. One of your clients, Captain Thor, is still unable to deploy, though, with his beard.
Mm-hmm.
Will he have to shave to deploy?
That's a very good question. There's sort of two parts to this lawsuit. There's the boot camp question that was just ruled on, right, by the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. And then there's the combat deployment question. That question has not yet been addressed in this lawsuit. It will be starting, you know, in January. The ruling that was just issued was actually specifically on the boot camp issue. So as of today, Captain Tour and the three recruits are still limited. Even though they can go to boot camp, right? They can have the same accommodation Captain Tour has. They cannot deploy, which, as you may know, is the essence of being a Marine.
And many might not know that Sikh men also don't cut their hair. They wear it in place under a turban. Does this ruling have any impact on men wearing turbans?
It does in the sense that what the court said just now is you don't have to give up your Sikh identity. What is your Sikh identity for those people? It's maintaining their unshorn hair covered with a turban. The court said you can be a Sikh and you can be a Marine.
So Giselle, overall, how significant is this decision?
It's hugely significant for the Sikh community, but it's not just about the Sikh community. What happened here is essentially the court removed the last barrier to entry into the Marine Corps. It's, you know, the same arguments that had been used back in the day against integration of Black people into the Marine Corps, against integration of women. Those same arguments, again, today were used against integration of Sikhs. But the precedent is much broader. What the court said is you can have federally speaking, right, under federal law, you can have those visible religious articles, you can have your visible religious identity, and you can still comply with uniformity. So if you think of a Jewish Marine who might happen to wear a kippah, if you think of a Muslim woman, you know, female Marine who might happen to wear a hijab, this decision, this precedent actually applies to all of those minorities who until now were not allowed in with their full, you know, religious identity. That's how broad it is.
That's Giselle Clapper. She's senior staff attorney with the Sikh Coalition, working for the civil and human rights of Sikh peoples. Thank you so much, Giselle.
Thank you for having me.